joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, so we're just waiting.
Okay.
I hope you had a good Shabbat.
I did. I slept a lot.
Well, that's usually a good Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. Well, the afternoon anyway.
I got a little confused this morning.
Well, how is that?
Well, I kept thinking that
a lot on the website, so I figured you had worked late.
Well, I had. It really isn't an issue. It's the I just somehow I got the thought that the class started at 2, not 1:30. Like the others, Monday to Thursday is at 2 my time, so.
Right. Well, I waited around till 15 minutes. I think we were 3. And but that was okay. It was a full day for me because I had a grandson that wanted to do FaceTime with the great-grandbaby. And then the other one was, the other grandson from New Orleans was coming in to bring us some kosher cheese that we needed, and which was just see them at the door, and that's it, you know, because they don't want to come in.
Right.
But it was not knowing exactly when they were going to get in, and, you know, trying to arrange so that we wouldn't be trying to do FaceTime and the one arriving from New Orleans. So, kind of crazy day.
I'm glad it worked out, but,
yeah,
you know.
Well, it's always time and working with the clock, you know. That's what I call crazy.
It definitely is. We begin the last page of the Advanced Reincarnation.
Okay, is it a Sulam commentary? Because that's what I have printed. As that's the last sheet I have.
It starts out with the end of days.
Okay, well, I don't have that, so I'll try to find it. Days. Okay. You know what I found when I picked up my packet from Advanced Reincarnation is my folder I had on the Book of Job. We never did finish the book of Job. I think
no.
we got to about three chapters.
Yeah, we didn't get too far at all. And I was just thinking in terms of, you know, we started the book of Joshua. And then I was thinking as we would go through all of the prophets and the books, of, you know, in sequence. So that's why I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Only three more minutes.
Okay.
Hello?
One more. Hello?
I'm still Hello? Here.
Oh, okay.
So we now have more than one. Okay. Sugar with toe.
Sugar with toe.
So the handout for this class is on the unique astrological times link. Underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. When the landing page opens up, my mistake. It's on the revealed wisdom matrix in row 11, the second column. column from the left. It's the advanced reincarnation classes. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class number 36A. Excuse me, scroll down to class 37, which will open up to chapter 36, section 1C, titled The End of Days. We will start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Elena Maaseh Yadenu Kunanei Elena Maaseh Yadenu. Regarding the end of days, chapter 36, section 1C.
Has joined.
My teacher also taught me that there are three aired regarding the end of days. Jacob, our forefather, when he called his sons together and told them, gather together, and I will tell you what will happen to you at the end of days. And it was hidden from him. Samuel, the prophet, was the second, for regarding Eliab, he said, surely before God is his anointed, as if to say from him Mashiach would come. And Rabbi Akiva was the third, because he thought Bar Koziba was Mashiach of Hashem. Thus the letters of Jacob, Yaakov, are in Akiva, because their error was the same, and the three of them had to reincarnate to rectify this mistake. The final end is drawn from the Keter in all of its three parts, led by the highest head, Resho Dio Et Yada, the unknowable head. Therefore, the time and way it is to come is unknowable. This energy was established to come to the world, and through the descendants of Abraham, when Isaac gave the blessings to Jacob. Therefore, Providence set it up precisely in such a way that Isaac did not know that it was Jacob at the time. My commentary. As you read the above three paragraphs, we find that the tikkun of an individual is described that the universe conceals what is the tikkun from the person who needs to make the decision. Jacob had the information as to when Mashiach would come, yet the Shekhinah is not given permission to reveal it due to the people not being ready to receive this information. And it is true. What would you do if you knew the Mashiach was 3,000 years in the future? We are not given sufficient information about Samuel to understand what we are being told and shown. Remember, the Keter, which is the highest level, has three components, as taught in the last few classes, referring to the 10 luminous emanations. How does this play out in our own lives? By the universe concealing what is the correct decision to make when brought by the astrological influence to a decision point in our lives that relates to the tikkun of our life. Learn this well. When you reach these decision points, make sure you follow the method of our class 6. Always take what appears to be the harder path, because that is the correct path for you at that moment. Jacob ascended to this place in his departure, but the Shekhinah left when he tried to reveal it, for the world is not there. Trying to bring it in is too much light, which is detrimental. The messianic potential is innate in Yishai, who paved the way by being from the four super tzaddikim who never sinned. It was to come out in his son, and Samuel was sent to do the task. God did not at first tell him which of the sons it was. Samuel thought that it was Eliab, until it was revealed that the least expected last son of Yishai, David, is the one. My commentary. Now we have the information regarding Samuel and why he chose Eliab instead of David. David was not shown to Samuel until after he chose Eliab, using physical observations instead of delaying to choose until after he saw every one of the children of Israel. And as an unwritten commentary, it's important in our own tikkun processes to delay, to make sure we understand all of the potential actions, all of the potential decisions that we could make. When once we have all of them, determining which is the hardest or perceived to be the hardest,
has joined.
What is our decision for our own tikkun? Continuing to read. Rabbi Akiva saw the Mashiach spark in Bar Kokhba. As mentioned, Rabbi Akiva saw the Mashiach spark in Bar Kokhba, but he at first didn't see that it was not able to fully then manifest, because the world was still not ready. These three tzaddikim that touched the level of the final end had to do so specifically, as if air in order to draw a bit of radala, not knowing mechanics, into the world to prepare it for Mashiach, when he will finally come. Behesach had a'at, unexpectedly. My master also taught me that sparks from the root of Cain were within the klipot of Sisra, and for this reason, Ya'el drove the spade through his temple. Since that is this place of Moach of Dat, of Chesed, and Givurah, from which the root of Cain comes, as said earlier. Even the spark of Rabbi Akiva was there, which is why he was born from the children of Sisra. From this episode comes one of the songs of Scripture, the Song of Devorah. Cain is the father of Yuval, who brought music to the world. Music is the primary way of fixing his root. And for this, David is the sweet singer of Israel. Devorah was a female judge. She was a leader. And this miracle came about through Ya'el, a lady, in the aspect of a woman of valor, is the crown of her husband. But your glory shall not be complete, for God will give Sisra into the hand of a woman. This is the typical Cain left side, nukva, feminine aspect. This is all in line with the soon explained issue of Ya'el and others coming from male to female aspects. And God made for Cain a sign, the original mistake of Adam, planted a selfish brazenness in man. This dirt of the snake went mostly to Cain, who came out first. This led him to murder his brother. When he repented, the brazenness was circumcised away, and he acquired the wholly opposite quality of shame. This manifested in the forehead and is the holy sign that God made for him. Still, the bad part of Cain was not completely fixed and goes through many reincarnations to be refined. It was in Sisera and caused him to have the chutzpah to start up with the chosen people. Therefore, Yael drove the spade into his forehead, the place of the Cain sign after repentance. And here the Arizal tells that it is one of the places of his soul root, which explains why God chose it to be the place of the sign of Cain's teshuvah. The teshuvah of Cain aided Yael to kill Sisera. The teshuvah of Cain aided Yael to kill Sisera, subjugating the enemy and allowing the people to rout them. She therefore was the wife of Keber, the Cainite, who is from the good of Cain. My teacher also told me that Abaya was Rav Yaiba Saba of Mishpatim, and that Abaya is alluded to in the head letters of the verse, "Only against me did he turn his hand." It says "turn" to allude to the reversal of Yavo to Abaya. This is the turning of his hand, for the yuds changed to the end of his name. My master did not want to reveal to me the reason for the reversal. My commentary. Why would the Arizal not explain the why of the Yud's reversal? He could depend on his student Chaim Vital keeping any secret and write only about what he was given permission to reveal. It is because the truth of these Yud reversals can only be revealed by someone else. Each person has a secret within the frame of the Torah to reveal. This secret is for someone else to reveal. Are you that someone else? Start reading these verses in the Tanakh in the original Hebrew. And that is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions about this section? The next section is chapter 36, section 2, and it's titled "Many Who Came from Cain." After that, my teacher told me at length about many of the people who came from this root of Cain. There are others, but he did not tell them to me. He told me of Cain, Canaan, Mechalelel, Yuval, Yavel, Lemech, Issachar, Shlach ben Yuda, Yitro, Nadav, Abihu, Nachshon, ben Aminadav, Netanel, ben Zohar, Korach, Datan, Abiram, Pinchas, Otniel ben Kenaz, Carmi, the father of Achan, Shamgar ben Anat, Samson, Elkanah, Samuel, the prophet, Abia ben Shmuel, Heber Hakini, Yael, the wife of Kaver Hakini, Ephlal, Shishmai, the friend of the father of Sukho, Yishbach, the father of Ishtamua, Yashub, Lechem, Jesse, the father of David, Avishai ben Troya, Shema, the brother of David, Doeg, Achitophel, Abia, and Rehoboam, Elijah the prophet, Elisha the prophet, Yonah ben Amittai, Kiel bet Chayil Eli, Navot HaYisraeli, Micha, Amorashti, Nahum, HaElkoshi, Hezkiah, the king of Judah, Benasha, Ben Hezkiah, Uriah the Kohen, Zechariah ben Yevarchihu, Eskiel the prophet, Eliyahu ben Berachel Habusi, Hananiah the friend of Daniel, Nedaviah ben Yechaneah the king, Anani ben Eliyoani. These are especially from the Cain root, whereas others are either mixed or are not significant enough to mention relative to and in terms of this aspect. Reading and especially reciting the names of Tzaddikim is a very great thing. Let not the previous and following enumerations of names bore the reader. For one, reading and especially reciting the names of Tzaddikim in general is a very great thing. The whole person and all of his good deeds are included in the name. Tzaddikim live in a super plane that supersedes nature. Mentioning their name awakens their merit and can actually thereby make changes in the order of creation. In addition, knowing about their root gives more of a handle to grab onto their soul and attach to it. There is much about most of these tzaddikim throughout rabbinic literature. The Arizal adds a major piece of information here that can aid one who knows the other pieces of the puzzle to put them together into a cohesive, unified picture. Usually it is not easy to attain a strong link with a tzaddik posthumously. However, the more one knows about the tzaddik, and especially about his root, the stronger the attachment will be. Also, we see how towering the Cain root is in this Arf Sha'ar HaGilgulim. Reciting the order of names presented here helps to bring it to its ultimate tikkun. My commentary. One item I added to my list of to-dos is to give information of each of these names from the Tanakh, plus give you a spelling in Hebrew for each name. If someone would like to do this, please let me know. And as of now, no one has stepped forward. It is a great merit to read the list of the tzaddikim from Adam up to today. I personally did this with a group of students of Kabbalah one Erev Shabbat, and I can attest to the amazing light that is revealed through this process. This list is in the book about the 10 Psalms, the Tikkun HaKhali. It's taught by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It is recommended to try this list and try to say this. And this is why I have on my website the list of Tzaddikim that left each day. One additional item would be to develop a list from all of the monthly lists of Tzaddikim on the Hashem website. If anyone would like to volunteer to do that, it's just a copy and paste procedure and then alphabetize. That is the end of the section two. Does anyone have any questions about this section and why we connect to the tzaddikim? The next section, chapter 36, section 3. Many Cain soul roots of great halakhic authorities. The rabbis mentioned in this selection range from the first Maccabee at the time of the Hanukkah miracle to the great rabbinical authority in Tzfat, who was a contemporary of the Holy Ari himself. And these are the Tanaim who are attached to the root of Cain: Metiyahu, ben Yochanan, the Hashmonite high priest, Yossi ben Yochanan of Jerusalem, Atai of the Arbel, Akavia ben Mehalelel. We find that the early leaders, the men of the great assembly, did not bear any rabbinic title. It was only around the time of the destruction of the temple that titles were initiated and became popular. This needs to be understood, especially in light of the fact that the very titles bear great secrets. Rav means great one. In general, Rav is for one outside the Holy Land, whereas Rabbi, with an additional yud, the letter of wisdom, is for a leader in the land of Israel, for the heir of Israel makes one wise. There are also those who are called Rabban, with an added nun, showing their connection to draw the 50th gate. In exile, the Shekhinah is called as if Riv, in strife over her children's diaspora. Those who learn Torah establish some relative state of redemption, even in exile, and so make peace. Riv transforms to Rav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, Yossi of the Galilee, equals David ben Ishai. Sodi Raza, as mentioned, that Yishai also comes from this root. Yonasan ben Hirkanas, Hananya ben Hiskia, ben Gurion, Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, high priest, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Nehurai, the elder mentioned in the book of the Zohar in the portion of Tetzaveh, Rabbi Yaiba, the elder, mentioned in Mishpatim, Rabbi Chutzpah, the translator, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eli, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam ben Hala Kadisha, Rabbi Achai bar Yeshaya, and one from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's group, mentioned in the Idur Rabbah of Naso. But my teacher did not want to reveal to me who, and I don't know why. Certain mysteries are not allowed by heaven to be revealed until a certain time. There are a few other Tanaim who are attached to the root of Cain, though I don't know in which way. They are Rav Shmaya, the pious, one of the portion of the Zohar of Balak, the Rav of that child prodigy mentioned there, Rav Tzadok, the Kohen, Rav Kisma, the father of Yossi ben Kisma, and Rabbi Kruspadai, Tamid Liba of the portion Shlach, in the book of the Zohar, in the book of the Tikkunim. These are the Amoraim, Rav Huna, Rav Resh Kaluta, the leader of the exile of Babylon, during the time of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, literally our holy teacher. Rabbi Yehuda of the Prince, they brought him for burial in the land of Israel, to the cave of Rabbi Chia, Yehuda and Heskia, the sons of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Levi ben Sisi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechotzedek, Rabbi Tzadok, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba of Rav's time. Rav is known simply as Rav, the essential teacher, per se, par excellence. This is in direct diametrical parallel to his esteemed closest colleague, Shmuel, who, although at the same time period, inexplicitly remained titleless. They are actually two parts of one soul, hinted to in their root in Arioch, king of Elazar. Shmuel is the Arioch half, and so Rav actually coined him. At times, direct opposites share a common root and only function properly together. The Rav theme is also found in Rabbi Yehuda, the prince, who was known simply as Rabbi. He was a generation before Rav and was centered in Israel, allowing him to enjoy the yud added to the title of Rav. He led the grand codification and writing down of the Mishnah, the basic body of the oral law. He was some type of Gilgul of Jacob, Rabbeinu Bakia, whose main quality is Torah. Therefore, a major rung of the Torahs being passed down went through him. Ula Bar Choshav, in the days of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Shiloh, for whom the miracle occurred in the chapter, One Who Sees, of Barachot. Rabbi Yavo, Saba Amorai, the student of Rav, the father of Rav Chana, and the father-in-law of Ashian ben Midbach. Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, Rav Mishnah from the time of Rav Yochanan, Rav Yisa Amora, who was Rav Yasi, the Kohen, Rav Chelkia bar Acha, Rav Shaman bar Acha Abba, Rav Akiva Amora, Mar Ukpa, Rav Zrika, Rav Shora, Abaya, Rav Bibi bar Abaya, Rami bar Chama, Rabbi bar Yecheskel, Rabbi Dimi from Nechardia, Rav Nachumi, Rav Meshar Shia, Nasan de Tutsia, de Tutsia, Tutsitsa, Resh Galusha, Resh Galusa, Rav Shmuel Ber Shilas, Rav Yamar, Rav Ayin Nigra, Rav Tahun from Noi. Rav Yavo, the father of Rav Shama, Rav Safra in the days of Ravina, Rami Bar Tamari, Refram Bar Papa, Rav Zera Bar Hillel, Rav Zeri from the Havas, Ravin and Rav Dimi, who went up from Babylon to the land of Israel, Rav Chana from Baghdad, Rav Chia from Difti, Rav Sisha, the son of Rav Edi, Eo, Avdimi of Rabbi Yehuda, Hanadua, Rav Melachav, Rav Chama Barbuzi, Yehoshua Bar Zarnuki, who was called Chaya ben Zarnuki in the Talmud, a mistake. Shivchas, the son of Ravina, Rav Tviyumi, Chabsai Otser Puri, who was one of the Klipot from this root of Cain. Despite the negative energies that they were rooted in, they toiled and arose to real stardom. This itself is the greatness of these rabbis. Despite the negative energies that they were rooted in, they toiled and rose to real stardom on the good side. Fueled by such forces, they are actually extra good. As it says, and Elohim saw everything that he did, and behold, it was very good. And this refers to the angel of death. These are from the period of Rabbanan Savorai, Ravachi, and Rava from Pumpedita. These are the Geonim, Ravacha of Sivcha, Geon, Rav Dushta Geon, Rav Tzmach Geon, who was one of the sons of Rav Palui Geon, Rav Nehilai, the first Geon, and Geon means an elite one. And these rabbis were outstanding in Torah and mitzvot. These are the poskim, the halakhic authorities, Rashba, Rabbeinu Aaron, the grandson of Rav Tzarachia Alevi, Don Vidal de Telusa, author of the Magid Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Bet Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. These are the major compilations of the Code of Torah Law. This is mentioned because the root in Cain, in Din, in judgment, facilitated him to put them together. All these mentioned are from the second level of Cain, and only on the level of Nefesh. However, the Ruach or Neshama of each came from another root, except for Abaya, who was called Nachmaini. His Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama were all from the second level of the root of Cain. This special soul array helped him, and his colleague Rava, who shares a mutual source, to be the main characters of Talmudic discussions. However, the rest only received their nefesh from this root. They did not receive their ruach or neshama from there, as would be fitting for a nefesh from the root of Cain. As mentioned, this is because the sin of Adam caused the ruach from the root of Adam to become mixed together with the nefesh of Cain or the nefesh of Abel, and vice versa. That is, ruach from Abel with a nefesh from Cain, or the opposite. We already explained in Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh, the gate of divine inspiration, the souls of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. We will now explain a little regarding these soul sparks from the roots of Cain, regarding what they are attached to in the 10 Sephirot of Atzilut. My commentary. Please note that I did not make any comments for this section. Do you think I should make comments, or will the future projects be sufficient? This next section is an extremely long section. It is also an extremely esoteric section. I am not going to make commentaries on this section, yet I expect there to be questions, and many of these questions will need to learn the Sefer Yitzchayim to make heads and tails of these teachings. We do have an English translation of these teachings, yet it is not a very good translation. Ask your questions. We are going to review this extremely long section at least twice, and maybe even more. The teachings in this section are very important to learn for a serious student of Kabbalah. These teachings are also related to more than reincarnation. And this is the place we are going to stop, because as we said, it's a long section. It's chapter 36, section 3, titled Place of Attachment. Does anyone have any questions up till now?
I have a question. All the names that you mentioned, are they listed in the book of the Tikkun of Rabbi Nachman? Because I had ordered that book, because at that time I thought I can see it on my shelf, Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun. It turned out not to be the same little book I had from years ago. That was called Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun, with the 10 Psalms in it, which I used for years. But I'm wondering if those names that were all in that commentary, are they in that particular book?
Well,
I'm not sure what you're asking. I know you want the Hebrew names. And I do remember the first few pages of names being listed, but I haven't looked at it in a long, long time. And it's one of those several projects that I've had on hold for a long, long time. But I'm just wondering if that's what you were referring to when you asked for a volunteer.
I am looking. The book I was referring to is what, as you said, Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun. It had a white cover, and it had two halves of the book. One half was a Hebrew-English translation of the 10 Psalms, and the second half of the book, which you opened from the other side, was the list of names.
Okay, are those listed?
I also lost that book, and when I went to buy the new one, it did not have the list of names in the next edition. So somewhere it'll come together. The other alternative is to take all of the list of the tzaddikim from my list that's on the website, and then to alphabetize them.
Okay. Well, I'll check the book and
if you have the book, let me know if you have the list, and then we'll figure out what to do.
Okay, because I was wondering maybe that one of the other ladies that are in the group, I don't mind loaning them the book. And they could keep it for as long as they want. At least that's step one taken care of. I just don't sit with what's going on now and so close to High Holy Days. You know, I just don't have the extra time, but...
Sana, I do understand.
Yeah, I know. But that was one of the things. I was also working on the 72 names, too. So, and I know Daniel was really wanting that set, and I was pretty close to being at the end, but it was all penciled. You know, it was handwritten, and it was going to mean, you know, typing it up. So there's a lot of projects on the side that if somebody wants to pick up, I could give them step one anyway. So we'll hope maybe something will come up that way. But I'll let you know if
somebody needs to volunteer for their time, whether it's an hour a week or more.
Right.
Whatever they want to do.
Okay.
We all have, you have projects, I have projects.
There
are a lot of projects.
And we have families, and they're so, you know, we can't visit like we used to, so it's kind of, it's just a strange world right now.
Well, it's all part of, and delving into the depths of your soul,
right,
so that you will release your soul from the capture of Satan, which is what the Parasha of Ki Tetzé is all about.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, thank you for all you do for us. We do appreciate it.
I know you and I had a discussion before the other people came on. And as I was reading the list, I had a thought, but I've lost the thought. But it was explaining what was read in this section was explaining why you didn't have that list, or not so much a list, whatever our subject was that we were talking about before. And I don't remember in detail. But somewhere in those sections I just read today, is your answer for the
okay,
why.
I'm going to go back over it. I remember the lesson before, so I don't know why I have the handout. It may be the next in one of the drawers, you know, where I keep the reincarnation handout.
Yeah.
And that next handout may be in that drawer, so I'll check to see. But I'll also print it after. It's just easier for me to zero on something if I've got it right in front of me rather than from the screen. It's a little bit hard to look at the thing. And the phone is just too small for me. So I have to do it that way. But anyway, thank you for telling me that.
And the other point I want to mention to anybody who starts to read the list and does it multiple times, you notice that there were certain names that I had difficulty pronunciating. But the reason I spent the time to try and make it right is that is an indication to me that that's an area of my own tikkun, and that by going back and making the effort to pronounce the name properly, I'm achieving a tikkun. And it applies to all of you who listen to the recording in that same way. So you all have a Shavua Tov, a good week.
You too, Hanok.
Are there any other questions? Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.